hard to explain. It's probably a werewolf thing. I'm sorry. And don't be sorry all the time, either. Gaspode curled up so close to the fire that he steamed. Dogs had it a lot better, he decided. The building that was to be the embassy was set back from the road in a quiet side street. They rattled under an arch into a small rear courtyard containing some stables. It reminded Vimes of a large coaching inn.
"It's really only a consulate at the moment," said Inigo, leafing through his papers. "We should be met by... Ah, yes, Wando Sleeps. Been here for several years."
Behind the coaches, a pair of gates swung shut. There was the sound of heavy bolts shooting home. Vimes stared at the apparition that came limping back towards the coach door.
"He looks it," he said.
"Oh, I don't think this is..."
"A good evening, masters, mistress," said the figure. "Welcome to Ankh-Morpork. I'm Igor."
"Igor who?" said Inigo.
"Just Igor, sir. Always just Igor," said Igor calmly, unfolding the step. "I'm the odd job man."
"You don't say," said Vimes, mesmerised.
"Have you had a terrible accident?" said Lady Sybil.
"I did spill tea down my throat this morning," said Igor. "Kind of you to notice."
"Where's Mr. Sleeps?" said Inigo.
"I'm afraid Master Sleeps is nowhere to be found. I was rather hoping you would know what had happened to him."
"Us?" said Inigo. "We assumed he was here."
"He left rather urgently 2 weeks ago," said Igor. "He did not vouchsafe to me where he was going. Do go inside, and I will see to the baggage."
Vimes glanced up. A little bit of snow was falling now, but there was enough light to see that above them, across the whole courtyard, was an iron mesh. With the bolted doors and the walls of the building all around, they were in a cage.
"Just a little leftover from the old days," said Igor cheerfully. "Nothing to worry about, sir."
"What a fine figure of a man," said Sybil weakly as they stepped inside.
"More than one man by the look of him."
"Sam?"
"Sorry, I'm sure his art's in the right place."
"Good."
"Or someone's art, anyway."
"Sam, really?"
"All right, all right. But you must admit he does look a bit... odd."
"None of us can help the way we're made, Sam."
"He looks as if he tried."
"Good grief." "Oh, dear," said Lady Sybil. Vimes was not against hunting, if only because Ankh-Morpork seldom offered any better game than the large rats you got along the waterfront. But the sight of the walls of the new embassy might have been enough to make the keenest hunter take a step back and cry, "Oh, I say, hold on." The previous occupant had been keen on hunting, shooting and fishing, and to have covered every single wall with the resultant trophies, he must have been doing all three at the same time. Hundreds of glass eyes, obscenely alive in the light of the fire in the huge hearth, stared down at Vimes.
"It's just like my grandfather's study," said Lady Sybil. "There was a stag's head in there that used to frighten the life out of me."
"There's just about everything here." "Oh, no."
"My gods," whispered Lady Sybil. Vimes looked around desperately. Detritus was just entering, carrying some of the trunks.
"Stand in front of it," Vimes hissed.
"I'm not that tall, Sam, or that wide."
The troll looked up at them, then at the trophies, and then grinned. "It's colder up here," Vimes thought. "He's quicker on the uptake." Detritus's silicon-based brain was, as with most trolls, highly sensitive to changes in temperature. When the thermometer was very low, he could be dangerously intellectual. Even Nobby won't play poker with him in the winter. Damn.
"Something wrong?" said Detritus.
Vimes sighed. What was the point? He'd spot it sooner or later.
"I'm sorry about this, Detritus," he said, standing aside.
Detritus looked at the horrible trophy and nodded.
"Yeah, there used to be a lot of that sort of thing in the old days," he said calmly, putting down the luggage. "They wouldn't be the real diamond teeth, of course. They'd take them out and put bigger glass ones in."
"You don't mind," said Lady Sybil. "It's a troll's head. Someone actually mounted a troll's head and put it on the wall."
"Ain't mine," said Detritus.
"But it's so horrible."
Detritus stood in thought for a moment,
and then opened the stained wooden box that contained all he had felt it necessary to bring.
"This is the old country, after all," he said, "so if it..."